today the nation celebrates Arbor Day and the power of trees. What better time to check in on the Ecology Action Center's Tree Corps? The nonprofit's army of volunteers has the ambitious goal of planting 10,000 trees a year for 10 years. One big piece of this year's effort is a memorial to one of its own with the Mike Hall Tree Project in Lexington. WGLT correspondent Michelle Steinbacher has more.
It's a breezy April morning under clear skies here at the Parklands Foundation Lexington Preserve, and dozens of volunteers donning reflective vests have fanned across a field. It's a Tree Corps work day, one of many planned this spring by the nonprofit Ecology Action Center. Some volunteers carry satchels of seedlings and marker flags. Others hold dibbles, hoe-shaped tools used in tree planting. Kendra Pates, an art gallery director, and her daughter Mia, a junior high school student, are part of the crew.
This is the third row that we're working on.
Mia just turned 12, so this is the first time she's actually able to come help plant. I helped with tree planting last year, so that was my first experience with a dibble bar or even hearing that term.
It's to like make the holes for the trees to go in.
Ecology Action Center Executive Director Michael Brown says for the environmental impact, it's important to use native trees.
We have thousands of these native bare root seedlings that we've prepared ahead of time, a nice mix of oaks, hickories, pecans, hazelnuts, and other native species.
Tree Corps' goal is mighty. Gather an army of community volunteers to plant 100,000 trees across McLean County within a decade.
10,000 trees a year for at least 10 years in a row. So here we are at year three. It's been wildly successful so far.
Brown says the Tree Corps already has surpassed 24,500 plantings, so it's not only on track, it's surpassing its goals. The Corps launched in 2021 as a way to celebrate the Ecology Action Center's 50th anniversary. The Normal Base Center works in tandem with many community groups to handle the massive undertaking. The Parklands Foundation is a key partner. Others include Heartland Community College, the Master Naturalist, and the Bloomington Normal Water Reclamation District. So why do these groups think it's so important to focus on adding trees to the community? For starters, they help provide watershed protection, increase wildlife habitat, and create shaded recreation areas. But Brown says the main reason for launching the Tree Corps is to help offset air pollution by sequestering carbon.
The backstory behind all this is a lot of information and data on air quality locally.
He says the community is close to exceeding national ambient air quality standards for ozone, an air quality pollutant.
Ozone is very closely correlated with public health issues such as asthma, respiratory disease, COPD, a whole host of respiratory issues.
Some areas of the community are in need of something Brown calls tree equity. Data collected on air pollution in the area shows certain parts of the community are facing poorer air quality than others. He says that calls for community members to band together and focus on the idea of environmental justice, putting more trees in the areas where they're needed. Brown says the west side of Bloomington and North Normal are two of those areas. So the Tree Corps plans smaller projects throughout those spaces this spring. The Ecology Action Center is working with partners now on a community energy strategic plan. That's supposed to provide clearer data on how to move forward, addressing greenhouse gas emissions and other issues of environmental impact. In the meantime, Brown says he intends to keep recruiting volunteers for the Tree Corps and focus on meeting the group's goals. The project now has a dedicated coordinator, so Brown says he expects that it will only get bigger.
And so from here, it should even get better, get more organized, and maybe even go bigger in the future.
The biggest tree planting this year is the Mike Hall Tree Project back at the Parklands Lexington Preserve. 5,000 trees, half this year's batch, will be planted to honor the memory of the longtime public servant. He died in January after a fight with cancer. Hall worked more than two decades for the town of Normal, most of those as public works director. The 67-year-old Normal resident also had key roles at the Parklands Foundation and the Ecology Action Center. Brown says the Mike Hall Tree Project has brought several groups of volunteers to the picturesque spot off Route 66. Among those have been Hall's own family, including his wife, Chris Hall. Brown said Chris Hall called the preserve a perfect setting for the memorial.
It's right next to the highway. And Mike was an engineer. So we've got the traffic, and we've got nature, and we've got trees, and we've got people out there having a good time and making it a better place.
Key to making the tree core sustainable is a mix of volunteerism and philanthropy. The group recruits tree teams from church and other community organizations. Those handle 100 tree plantings. Brown also encourages individual volunteers, both experienced and novice, to look into the tree core work days this spring. That's how Denise Mendoza from Normal found herself at the Lexington Preserve. She says people shouldn't let a lack of experience stop them.
I'm new. This is my first time, and I'm really happy because I really enjoy this. And we plant like 50 trees today.
Mendoza made some new friends. She and Kathy Gossard spent a morning digging holes and placing the seedlings in the ground. Brown says even just volunteering a few hours can help the nonprofit with its planting goals. I'm Michelle Steinbacher.
You can learn more about Tree Corps volunteering on the Ecology Action Center website.